Hey guys, welcome back to my podcasting channel. If you're new, then welcome, and if you're not, then welcome back. Today we will be discussing, or talking about, the news ELA teens like their trendy caffeinated drinks, but there are health concerns article. This is for an article of the week for my reading class. I have an advanced class, so I have article of the week every week, and I thought that this topic would be interesting for y'all to listen to. So let's get started. In the past podcast, I recorded a recording with Kylie's podcast. I discussed how to make a background image on sketch.io and Kylie explained how to apply it to your background screen of your computer. If y'all want to hear other collab podcasts, make sure you do so. You comment in the comment section, and I really hope that you will like this podcast. If y'all would like to read other articles on News ELA, I will put the link in the title for y'all guys. And so, let's get started. Teens like their trendy caffeinated drinks, but there are health concerns. By Casey Seidenberg, Washington Post, adapted by News ELA staff on 10/24/18, word count 854, level 1060L. This article is for all of the teenagers out there. Society regularly expects you to act like an adult, even though developmentally you are years from being fully grown. Yes, you are mature in any ways, and you can break down the paradoxes and be wolf. Many of you drive, and do so quite safely. You handle schedules that will overwhelm many adults. Your bodies are still growing, and your brains are still fine-tuning their neural connections that make up the network of your mind. Because of this, you probably cannot process caffeine as seamlessly as your parents can. This must be news to all of you. Why? Because adolescents are among the fastest growing consumers of caffeine. I understand an iced vanilla latte tastes like dessert. A caffeinated drink is as accessible as a bottle of water, and it feels grown up to be rocking a Starbucks cup. But all of this caffeine can be affecting you in other ways. Caffeine can amplify your anxiety, compromise tonight's sleep, and make performing well in school tomorrow difficult. It can also inhibit your body from absorbing important nutrients, dehydrate your cells, and when mixed with alcohol, causes real trouble. Let's look at the evidence. Caffeine is a powerful drug, not a nutrient. Caffeine is widely considered a drug. It is a chemical that changes brain function. It affects mood, cognition, thinking, or behavior. It may be a drug that is socially acceptable, universally, or wildly used, even cool. But it still causes withdrawal symptoms such as headaches, fatigue, and lack of attention when removed from the diet. Caffeine is not a nutrient. You do not need it to be healthy. In fact, it can leave you lacking nutrients because it has been shown to prevent the body from absorbing calcium. Caffeine is also diuretic, so it can cause the body to want to urinate. Not to mention the fact that the more caffeinated drinks you consume, the less likely you are to drink water, and the more likely you will become dehydrated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that adolescents should not consume more than 100 milligrams of caffeine a day. That is less than the amount found in a Starbucks grande latte. Some experts say that any drink with caffeine should not be consumed by children or adolescents. Caffeine's drawbacks. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost 60% of middle schoolers and more than 70% of high schoolers do not get enough sleep on school nights. Caffeine can cause some of those sleep problems. The drug can remain in a body for 7 hours after consumption, blocking the neurochemical that triggers sleepiness, preventing you from realizing that you are tired. The result, teens who lack sleep perform worse the next day. Sleep is important for teens in other ways. Getting enough sleep contributes to proper growth and brain development. During childhood and adolescence, the brain goes through a period called synaptic pruning. This brain cleanse only happens during sleep. Also, most of an adolescent's growth hormone is secreted throughout the body during sleep. Caffeine is also bad for your heart. It can cause anxiety and decrease impulse control. After an initial morning rush of caffeine, you might find yourself lagging through classes because your body is craving more. This pattern could be hard to break as an adult because eating habits and taste preferences are cemented in adolescence. Caffeine labeling. It is difficult to determine how much caffeine is in some products. That's because caffeine does not have to be listed on the nutrition facts panel on food labels because it is not a nutrient. It might be listed as an ingredient, but the amount is not required. Caffeine is now added to foods such as gum, mints, candy, and water. It is even found in makeup and beauty products that promise to use to reduce swelling and cellulite. There are alternative ways to boost energy that may not taste as sweet as that Frappuccino, but are much healthier. Eat a diet of whole foods that is high complex carbohydrates, healthy fats, and B vitamins. Get regular exercise, drink a lot of water, and get at least 9 hours of sleep. Every night, if you do all these things, you might actually master adulting better than many adults. Caffeine in popular drinks. The amount of caffeine in some of these drinks might surprise you. Next time you feel like you need a coffee, check out this list. Dunkin' Donuts Iced Coffee, medium 24 ounce, 297 milligrams. Starbucks Pike Place Roast, small 12 ounce, 235 milligrams. Starbucks Iced Coffee, medium grande, 16 ounce, 165 milligrams. McDonald's Iced Latte, medium 16 ounce, 142 milligrams. Non-coffee drinks can also contain lots of caffeine. Here's another list to consult. 5-hour energy shot, 200 milligrams. Monster energy drink, 16 ounce, 160 milligrams. Mountain Dew, 12 ounce, 54 milligrams. Snapple iced tea, 16 ounce, 42 milligrams. Pepsi, 12 ounce, 39 milligrams. Coca-Cola, 12 ounce, 34 milligrams. Casey Seidenberg is a co-founder of Nourish Schools and Nutrition Education Company. She's also the co-author of Superfood Cards, which is a book of cards with healthy recipes and advice. Thanks, guys, for listening to my podcast. If y'all would like to hear other articles and opinions of people who think that something is right or wrong, then make sure you subscribe to my podcasting channel, comment for requests, and like this podcast. If y'all have any requests, make sure to put in the comment section. I hope you liked me reading this article, and this was the reading and discussing News ELA, Teens Like Their Trendy Caffeinated Drinks, But There Are Health Concerns article. If y'all have any opinions, I would love to hear them. If y'all have a podcasting channel, make sure to put so in the messages or comment section. I would love to listen to your podcasts and opinions about this article or other articles that I may read in this podcasting channel. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Bye, guys.